everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Life from the Lair.
And I'm going to tell you guys, I've received over the years quite a few emails from nice guys out there who are lost in the sauce and trying to figure out, you know, this whole getting pussy, girlfriend, having babies, getting married, having family kind of thing.
Oh my God! Ah!
Ah! And they just don't get it. Well, behind me, I have a graph here which explains the bad boy to good guy comparisons. Now, if you look behind me here, you'll see I have standard graph with two humps in it. You see what I did there? The humps.
You think you disgusting pukes have what it takes to become a black belt in administrative violence? Ha ha ha! I don't think so.
The funniest webinars on the internet are back, for a limited time only. Until Father's Day, you can get both the Working Man's Survival Guide and Administrative Violence Divorce and Custody Edition for $65, also known as the 65 and Out Plan.
Yeah!
That is if you listen to the Popster and you invest your money wisely.
Over 5 hours of hilarious and informative content that will not only make you laugh yourself sick, but you'll learn how to turn bureaucracy into your female breeding dog at the same time. Scan the QR code on the screen or click on the link tree in the MeatGazer box to get your digital downloads today. Be sure to keep the link on the confirmation screen, or if you lose it, send us your receipts and we'll make sure you get what's yours.
That's all you're getting out of me.
Remember, this offer is only good until Father's Day of 2024 and includes both of these fantastic webinars. So what are you waiting for, Redneck Hillary? Well, if you insist.
All right, now I'm going back in the day here when I was in my late teens, you know, 18, 17, 18, 19-ish. And I noticed that a lot of the girls in my age group were basically getting dicked down exclusively by the bad boys. So right over here, we have the bad boy zone. All right, so this, you start off here, she's 18 because this is age. And then we're just doing the amount of desire and what have you that these women see in these bad boys. Now, to be a true bad boy, you have to score somewhere between 7 and 10 on the looks factor. If you don't score that high, it's very hard to be a bad boy unless you have the money to support this. Now, this model doesn't talk about that. It just talks about the providers that usually have money later on in life. Well, you have the bad boys here in their free fuck zone. These women are going absolutely crazy for these bad boys early on. Now, I don't know why this is or what's causing it other than, you know, single mothers, but it is what it is. Hang on, I got to drink some beer because this subject requires alcohol to get the thinking meat moving properly. Okay. Now, if you see down here, this line coincides with right around age 28 to 29 for the average female out there. And you'll see where the bad boy desire drops beneath the woman interest line, right around this epiphany phase here. And it bottoms out after that because most of these women get ran through. Maybe they have one or two or more kids from various different fathers, or they ran the clock and they realize that they're trying to peddle used-up wares, and they have to basically have the epiphany phase here, which I call women trying to unfuck their lives because they've made a whole bunch of errors and decisions here when they're in their 20s, late teens, because, you know, they want to be the girl boss and, get ran through and go through their whole phase. That's fine. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. But it's sooner or later, They're going to wind up in the epiphany phase, which usually hits right before the wall, which is right around 31 to 36-ish, depending upon genetics. Now, here's a fact that most people don't know about the bad boys, especially the ones that don't have money. They like to party. They hit it hard. They're hitting the pussy. They're hitting the booze. They're doing drugs. They're going crazy. They're staying up at night. They're doing the whole thing. That has a lot of negative ramifications for your body, man or woman. So they get into the epiphany phase, and they've been partying, and these dudes are coming up in their late 20s, early 30s. And, they don't have any money, so they kind of age out of the bad boy thing right around here, which is 32-ish for most women. Most women usually lose their taste for the bad boys right around 32. Now, this is strictly my observation. Perhaps you have different observations. That's fine, but I'm doing a video here, so shut the fuck up. All right, now you see here the line goes even, it dips even further down for these bad boys who do drugs and they hit a lot of booze and too much partying, and they literally drop way behind the interest line. And this is where the provider, good guy, comes in. Now, you'll see here from 18 to roughly 29-ish, the provider or the good guys are pretty much in the no pussy zone. No box, no fun bags, nada, nilch, nothing. Okay. Then all of a sudden, they get right around 29 and they start getting, emails and DMs and phone calls from ladies that they chased in the free fuck zone who are now chasing them, and they think they're all that in a bag of chips. Well, provider guys, I'm just here to tell you the truth. These ladies never wanted you. They still don't want you. They want your money. They want you to provide and, dare I say, protect. More provide, okay? Because let's face it, it is what it is. Okay, so right around here, 32-ish, somewhere between 32, 33, a lot of these women will start chasing the provider guys. All right, and dudes, you need to be careful of this, okay? Because these ladies have been ran through over here. Now they're trying to hammer you down here, get a commitment, a mariage or a mirage is what I call it, and put you into the provider line, or what I refer to here as the slave hump. You heard me. Slave hump. There you go. One, you're the provider. You're doing the right thing. You're taking care of your woman. Maybe she has a couple kids. Maybe she has a couple of your kids on top of that. And you're working your fucking ass off. There's a word for that. It's called slave. And maybe you get to break off a piece, once a week, once a month maybe. Or you're one of those unlucky people who got suckered in, and then all of a sudden she pulls the pin on the fat grenade, all the sex dries up, and you're literally stuck in the slave hump, where you can get divorced, lose all your shit, turn into a slave, all over a woman who's been ran through in the free fuck zone. Gentlemen, that is a bad deal, okay? I'm just going to be honest. And you'll see here, I stopped the age for the woman right around 70. And you'll notice here, once I hit 40, I go by fives, all the way till they die. Because most of the time, if a woman has not locked down a provider type of man by the age of 40, chances are she will not be able to do so.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square!
Because most men out there, if they don't get married before the age of 33 to 36, they don't get married. So these ladies have to rush it along and try to secure you before this time, right in the middle of the epiphany zone, and turn you into a goddamn slave. Now, I know people are going to get upset, like, Pop, maybe you really love her and she loves you and she's different. All right. We're talking about current year here, where anywhere from 1 to 7% of the women out there are actually marriage material. I would say that number's more like 3%, But I'm trying to be, you know, generous here and give them an additional 3%. Other than that, dudes, you can forget it. It's a wash. If you're a provider and you start getting those calls right around 28, 29 from women who are in the free fuck zone, you know what's going on. I'm trying to tell you the deal. You are being set up to be turned into a wage slave or a straight up slave for the rest of your days. And women, if you think 40 to 80 is a long time alone in box wine and Catland, dudes, it is even longer and harder. I know it's phrasing, but to be in the slave hump from basically 33 until you die at 78. Gentlemen, do not fall into this fucking trap in current year. Right now, we have right around 6.1 people out of 1,000 getting married. And I want to bring that number to zero. So here is a graphic representation of exactly what you have before you. Make your decisions appropriately.